Deuteronomy chapter 8. You must observe to do all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers. He keeps saying that you will possess the land if you are obedient. Well, when they got to the land, Joshua had some fantastic victories, military victories, against all the kings who lived there, and it should have been easy for them to possess the land, but they generally didn't. They let the Canaanites remain, or they feared them. And yet, here Moses says, if you obey the law, God's law, then you will possess the land. Well, they didn't, clearly enough. They just didn't take Moses seriously as he speaks here. You shall remember all the way which Yahweh your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and allowed you to suffer hunger, and fed you with manna which you didn't know, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Well, the whole intention then of the wilderness journey was to humble them. And when we were baptized, we went through, as it were, the Red Sea. We left Egypt, and now we are on the journey through the wilderness. And then when Jesus comes, we will enter into the promised land, into the kingdom of God. So all that happened to Israel in the wilderness is a lesson for us. And here it says that the entire purpose of all they went through, their occasional want and crises and lack of food and water at times, it was all to humble them. And so that is one intention of God's work with us. And so Peter says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So that's one way to look at our lives, that the intention is to bring us down, that we might be brought up in a kind of V-shape, as it were. We are brought down to the bottom, that we might be brought up. And the ultimate bottom, I suppose, is when we die, when we have to accept our mortality and the limitations of old age and of the human body, and we shall die. But we shall be resurrected and glorified by his grace. And so don't be surprised when things go wrong. And realize that all the things that apparently are crises in life on our wilderness journey, the whole intention is to humble us and make us cling on to God alone. That's why you might find that you lose your friends, your family, your church, your career, your health, your job, whatever it might be, your savings. You might find you lose these things, but it's all because God wants to humble you. So, he wanted them to learn then that they didn't live by bread alone, but by every word which came out of his mouth. The Lord Jesus was 40 days in the wilderness. And he must have seen the similarity with Israel, who were 40 years in the wilderness. And when he was tempted to turn a stone into bread, he remembers this and says, no, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. And he quotes all the time from these Old Testament scriptures, because quite clearly, he saw the similarity. Hey, I'm 40 days in the wilderness. They were 40 years in the wilderness, and they also were humbled and tested. This is how we should use the scriptures, to think, wow, I am in fact in a similar position to that person at that point in the Bible record. And if we are to live every day, not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahweh, well, read the Bible daily. Really strong encouragement. Your clothing didn't grow old on you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. Well, that was a miracle. Absolute miracle that their clothing, including their sandals, remained and it was all okay. So God gave them manna and water every day, and he also gave them clothing. We were baptized into Jesus just as they went through the Red Sea. We go through the water, we come out of Egypt, and then we start our wilderness journey towards God's kingdom. And we are now on that journey, and God has promised to give us the basics. food, water, and clothing. Problem is, we want so much more. That's the trouble. We live in a world that has gone crazy in trying to build up savings and wealth against the future. A world that lives absolutely differently, that wants to eat fine imported food, that wants to drink expensive wine, that wants to have fancy new clothes all the time, whatever is the latest fashion. And God has not promised to give you any of that, nor should you seek for it. God has promised to give us the basics so that we might focus on the journey and the destination ahead. You shall consider in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so Yahweh your God chastens you. You must keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For Yahweh your God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of springs and underground water gushing into valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, a land of olive trees and honey, in which you will eat bread without scarcity. You shall not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you may dig copper. When you shall eat and be full, then you shall bless Yahweh your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware lest you forget Yahweh your God in not keeping his commandments, lest when you've eaten and are full and have built good houses and lived there, when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget Yahweh your God who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness. So they're being warned that when they are wealthy and prosperous, then they will be inclined to forget their God. Now, God loves us, and he wants to give us nice things, but he also, on the other hand, knows that if he gives them to us, we are likely to turn away from him. And what he wants for us above everything is for us to be in his kingdom. So just remember that. Don't struggle over the issue of, oh, I should be able to get wealthy now. No, that is not what God promises. The Lord Jesus said that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich person to enter into God's kingdom. And he wants us in his kingdom more than anything else. So it's not surprising that so many of the believers down the years have not been wealthy. Exactly because God knows, and Israel are the great example, that when you get wealthy, then your heart is lifted up and you forget Yahweh your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness with fiery serpents, scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers didn't know, that he might humble you and that he might prove you, to do you good at your latter end. So the wilderness was an awful place. It was full of fiery serpents, scorpions, and ground that had perhaps never been rained on for centuries. Yet we now are in that position. We have come through the water of baptism like they went through the Red Sea. We are now in the desert on the wilderness journey. But our tendency is to think that actually it's quite nice here. Actually, this is a nice place. You've got to remember that in spiritual terms, this world is an awful place. And if you see that, if you perceive that, you will not want to be part of this world. You will not marry into it. You will keep separate from it quite naturally because this is not our resting place. We don't want to be here. We want to be in the kingdom of God, not here. And all these awful crises that we have on the journey are that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good at your latter end. So that is the intention of God, to do us good at our latter end, not to give you wonderful things right now, instantly, like God is a cash machine or God is just some source of immediate blessing that you touch a screen and you get blessing. Not at all. His intention is to humble us now that he might do us good at our latter end. And when you wonder why things go wrong in life, why things don't work out as they should have done, as they could have done, as they might have done, why life seems somewhat unfair, yeah, it is for us. Because it is God's intention to humble us now, so that in our latter end, which is the kingdom, which is eternally, he might do us good. Unless you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has given me this wealth. But you must remember Yahweh your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as at this day. So remember that it is God who gives you power to get wealth. So then, if life does go well for you, remember that the position that you're in, because your business was successful, because you built up a career and you studied and you did your exams and all that, yeah, it's not actually because of any of that. It is of God. And if you forget that, then your heart will be lifted up. So even if God does bless you in certain ways in your life, remember that it is of God, and don't let your heart be lifted up.